नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। सकृद्यद्दर्शितं रूपं एतत् कामायते नघ मत्कामाशनकैः साधु सर्वान् मुञ्चन्ति हृच्छयान्
सकृद्यादर्शितं रूपम् एतत् कामायते नघ मत्कामाशङ्कैः साधु
सर्वान् मुञ्चति हृच्छयान्
सकृद्यादर्शितं रूपम् एतत् कामायते नघ मत्कामः शनकैः साधु
सर्वान् मुच्छति हृच्छयान्। सकृत्
Once only.
Yat, that, darshitam, shown.
Rupam, form.
Etat, this is. Kamaya, for hankering.
Te, your.
Anagha, O virtuous one.
Mata, mine.
Kamaha, desire. Shankai, by increasing. Sadhu, devotee. Sarvan, all. Munchati, gives away. Hrishayan,
material desires.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be free from all material desires. Please repeat. O virtuous one.
You have only once seen
my person,
and this is just to increase your desire for me.
Because the more you hanker for me,
the more you will be freed from all material desires.
Purport. A living being cannot be vacant of desires. He is not a dead stone. He must be working, thinking, feeling. But when he thinks, feels and wills materially, he becomes entangled. And conversely, when he thinks, feels and wills for the service of the Lord, he becomes gradually freed from all entanglement. The more a person is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, the more he acquires a hankering for it. That is the transcendental nature of godly service. Material service has cessation, whereas spiritual service of the Lord has neither cessation nor end. one can go on increasing his hankering for the loving transcendental service of the Lord, and yet he will not find cessation or end. But intense service of the Lord, one can experience the presence of the Lord transcendentally. Therefore, seeing the Lord means being engaged in his service, because his service and his person are identical. The sincere devotee should go on with sincere service of the Lord. The Lord will give proper direction as to how and where it has to be done. There was no material desire in Narada, and yet just to increase his intense desire for the Lord, he was so advised. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकास्वामिन् इति नामिने नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सकृत्य दर्शितम रूपम एतत् कामायते नघ मत् कामः शनकः साधु सर्वान् मुञ्चति हृच्छयान् ओ वर्चुअस वन यू हैव ओनली वंस सीन माय पर्सन एंड दिस इज जस्ट टू इंक्रीज योर डिजायर फॉर मी बिकॉज द मोर यू हैंकर फॉर मी द मोर यू विल बी फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल डिजायर नारद मुनि is so fortunate that he is getting a direct instruction from Krishna. And Krishna, through Narada Muni, is giving us this wonderful instruction that you simply hanker for me. And when you hanker, then your desire to serve becomes more and more. You know? Generally, when we hanker for something material, we end up in frustration. Either by not getting the thing or by getting the thing and it doesn't last. So, the satisfaction is not there. That's what Prabhupada has very clearly said, that you cannot get satisfied by whatever means in material world. In fact, there is the psychiatrist and the psychological science, the psychic science, that says that every satisfied need in the material world gives a rise to a next need. Every satisfied need. You can just see in your own life, like you get something, immediately the next need is arisen. You never say that, okay, it's done now. It's no more. Because it's the nature of the material. The Maya Devi starts acting like that. She says, okay, here is a little more. You want more? Okay, here is a little more, like that. So our hankering increases and it ends in frustration. Whereas the reverse is the case when we are hankering for Krishna service. It increases your joy. We should understand that a devotee, a pure devotee, what does he desire ultimately? To serve Krishna, right? That's what we have been saying all the time. We know that. So the point is, you are already serving Krishna, so what's the big deal? A devotee is already serving Krishna, but he is desiring to serve Krishna. So what's the difference? The difference is that in the material world, there are chances of some fall down, the chances of getting attracted to something. And that is why in the heavenly planets, devotees don't want to go to heavenly planets. Somebody may say, you're stupid. You're getting such a nice thing, somebody is offered a nice mansion instead of a one bedroom apartment. But a devotee doesn't want to go there. What is the problem? The problem is that because of that opulence, your chances of forgetting Krishna are more. You know? That's why initially I remember I used to argue on this a lot, you know, that how come there are also devotees? In heavenly planets you got better facility to serve Krishna. So why that person should be, you know, wanting not to serve? So the point is that you sometimes get attached to that opulence. And you can think that, okay, why do I have to serve? I'm already having such a nice thing, you know. And then the moment that happens, it's like, you know, the carpet is snatched from under your feet, you know. And that's where the fall down comes. So the acharyas, when they started explaining, then you understand, yes, that's true. You know, like, and we see that, you know, in Prabhupada explains that in the material world you see, who are the devotees of the Lord? Generally poor, you know, struggling in their material life. Generally. There will be some few opulent ones. But that also, I mean, opulent person may not be a devotee. A devotee can be opulent. And Prabhupada's observation was that generally a rich man is never a devotee. Because he thinks he's got it. Why should he now worry about anything, you know, because generally some people, like, you know, they come in the four categories. So one who comes for wealth, he already has wealth. So he sometimes throws some money at Krishna, you know. If somebody comes and he says, I'm giving donation, hey, actually, this for you, Krishna. Like, suddenly they'll become very magnanimous and just give away. And then they think that they have done a lot. I mean, they give some charity here and there, and then people start calling them as a big donor and, you know, dani. Yeah. So one time, but a sadhu is not impressed by that. I remember the Srila Prabhupada in Calcutta, some devotees brought a big industrialist to him, Junjunwala. I remember the name. So he says, Prabhupada is a very big businessman. And Prabhupada was not impressed. He says, okay, give him some prasada. So Prabhupada says, you know, somebody came and told Prabhupada, he's very, you know, can give us a big donation. And not in his presence, that person was sitting outside, you know. And Prabhupada says, okay, call him. So he was introduced. Junjunwala, Seth Junjunwala. And Prabhupada says, okay, so what do you do? He says, I have some factories. So what kind of factory? He says, I have some glass industry. And Prabhupada is a pharmacist by profession. He knows chemistry. So he said, oh, glass. What it is made of? That person says silica and this and this and feldspar and potassium. He just gave a little list. Prabhupada said, no. What is the main content in that? It's silica. What is that silica? Talk to me in common sense language. It's a sand, you know. Actually, sand is silica. Oh, so sand is your main thing, right? Okay. From where you get the sand? He says, by Ganga, you know, there's Calcutta, Ganga is there. So he says, Hooghly River, I get it from there. But who put it there? What do you mean, who put it there? It was there, I took it. He says, no, somebody put it there, right? Nothing can come on its own. So somebody put it. This man was a little puzzled. Then a devotee told him in his ear something. And then he says, oh yeah, Krishna. He says, it is, that means it is Krishna's sand. And it is Krishna's, and he, Prabhupada listed all those chemicals. He says, it is Krishna's thing, right? You take it from mines. Who put it there? So he says, that means 100% of your raw material is coming from Krishna. Okay, forget about others. 70% is sand definitely coming from Krishna. He says, yes. So he says, are you giving 70% of your profit to Krishna? Then this fellow was a little disturbed. What is this? He's a Marwadi calculator, you know. He just immediately calculates 70% of mine, I will be gone. He says, I give some donation. He says, no, tell me. You call yourself a devotee. Says, are you giving 70% of your... You are using his... Is he not your business partner? He is giving you sand. Raw material you are getting from him. And you are not giving him. Sort of, why you call yourself a devotee or a donor? So he just put him down, you know, to the level where he deserves. Because sometimes some big guy comes, and everybody after him, you know, give him prasadam. Two devotees are put under, you know, to fan him and do this. That's okay. When you need Lakshmi sometime, you have to do that. You have a project and you want Lakshmi, you know. But not to the extent that you make him greater than Krishna. So the point is, coming back to our text here, by intense service of the Lord, one can experience the presence of the Lord transcendentally, Prabhupada is saying. Ultimately, what does a devotee want? At one point, initially we say, I want to go back to Godhead. Right? That's what we have been told repeatedly, and we also think like that. Of course, other people think that they want to go to hell or heaven or something, you know, like, nobody wants to go to hell, but at least they want to go to heaven. And devotee says, I want to go back to Godhead. For what? To serve, right? So that your service is uninterrupted. That's the... But suppose you get that uninterrupted service here, would you stay here? Or would you like to go back? That's the question. So, if you ask a devotee like Narada, he will say, doesn't matter, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes as devotee, you know. Krishna comes as his own devotee, and what does he say? Doesn't matter. And all he is requesting is, you can put me in any condition, you can make me a worm in the stool, anything is acceptable. Only one thing, don't take away my service. Give me an opportunity to serve you in any form. That's devotion. That's the highest.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can I ask one?
Yeah.
What is the difference between this type of devotion and the devotion of, like, you know, the Buddhist bodhisattvas, that they want to come back to the material world so they can liberate the souls? Like, that's...
Yeah, that's... But again, you know, the thing is, the devotee leaves it to Krishna.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Okay. There is no such desire that I want to come back. You know. Krishna doesn't want you to come back. What to do? Mm-hmm. Krishna puts you in hell as a teacher of Vedanta. So that's the difference.
Okay.
Devotee's desire is only one, to serve. And devotee doesn't mind coming back. That's the thing. There is a thing that the Mayavadis and all, they say that we want to liberate, means don't want to come back again, you know. I want to lose my identity. I want to merge my identity into Krishna, Brahma Jyoti. So they don't want to come back, and they are so scared. That's why they talk of liberation, moksha, get out. Of course, that's not a bad desire, first to get out, you know. Then, but as you keep serving, then the desire changes. You know, as I said, initially when we are there, we just want that. First we want only Krishna's mercy, material mercy to start with, you know. And then you understand a little that material mercy is no good, then they, okay, Krishna give me devotional service, little, some opportunity, you know. And then we have the darshan and go to holy places and festivals and... What's all this about? What for? exactly the same thing, to increase your hankering. You know? Why are people looking forward to go to, let's say, 24-hour kirtan? You plan 3 months, 4 months in advance, you know. Hey, it's happening everywhere now. So what's the big deal? But no, once we are gone there, they like to go again, you know. So like that, you know, any service, book distribution, and prasadam distribution, and temple worship and everything. Everything is just interconnected. So, I think I will stop here. Any more questions, comments? नहीं आज आज हाँ यस होगी हाँ माता जी हरे कृष्ण श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय